Blog Talk Radio.
Happy birthday. Yeah. We want to dedicate this song to everyone who has a birthday today. And that means you, and you, and you, and you. Because having a birthday is a special occasion. And we hope you have a happy celebration and a many, many more to come.
on Tri Family Channels, A Book Is Born, and we are celebrating the book drop of author Dionne Ross. This is the debut of her book, Beauty's Ashes. We are here live so you can join in our nationwide lineup of seasoned authors, along with our generous sponsors, have teamed up to bring rife content and relatable dialogue for your listening and reading pleasure. So grab a good seat and prepare to feast as we dish out this serving of gumbo. You won't leave hungry. I am Beverly Black, and I am the creator of A Book Is Born, Gumbo for the Soul Publications, and Tribe Family Channel. It gives me an honor, privilege, and a pleasure to host this book drop party, for I was consulted by Dionne Ross to help bring her beautiful book to fruition, and she is here with us live. She is going to give us the 411 on where to grab a copy of her new page turner. And if you want to talk about a queen, this sister gave birth twice on the same day. Today is September 25th, and it is her baby's 21st birthday. So welcome live, Dionne Ross. Happy birthday to both of your babies and Beauty's Ashes. Welcome. How are you, queen?
I am ecstatic. It's a little nervous, but it's been a long time coming, this book. So, and to believe that the day is finally here, that it's released, I can barely believe it. I could barely believe it.
Well, congratulations. This is why we call this A Book Is Born, because this is no joke. And I can attest, as the medulla of manuscripts, ladies and gentlemen, that this woman just pushed this baby out. You talking about labor pains? You talking about hecticness? You talking about long-awaited, a labor of love, a labor of blood, not blood, but a labor of sweat and tears. You might as well say blood, because by the sweat of your brow, you wrote this book, you had to finance this baby, and then you had welcomed her into the world. So before we discuss your book, we got to shout out to your baby girl who is here in the physical, in the natural. Shout out to baby girl.
Happy birthday, baby. Taylor Michelle. You were the greatest thing that was brought into my life 21 years ago. So it only seems fitting that today would be the perfect release day for another great creation of mine. So you are everything. And yeah, now this is your 21st birthday is being punctuated by another great creation. God bless. God bless.
Wow. Wow. God bless you. God bless you. Happy birthday. Happy birthday. And hoo-wee, we all can relate to the intensity of the day and the moment, going all the way back to when you gave birth on this day. It was no joke. Going into labor is no joke. And so here we are now, live on Tribe Family Channel, and we are going to discuss your literary journey. So I have questions that I'm going to pose to you, and just, you know, answer them as transparently and as concise as you'd like to be. And if you happen to be going into an answer to a different question, I'll stop you and I'll let you know that, okay, that's a different question that's coming up that you're answering. And then we'll have some fun and have some fun about, you know, how it all unfolded. So the first thing I would like to know And ladies and gentlemen, again, you are tuned in to the book drop party of Dionne Ross. She dropped her beautiful babies today,
hey.
21 years ago today, her first baby, and now her second baby, who will enjoy the journey of her debut title, Beauty's Ashes. And now, the book cover, it is beautiful. I'm sure your daughter is even more beautiful. So what motivated you to become an author? Tell us about this journey. And again, I'll stop you if you start to go into any other questions, but what motivated you to become an author?
You see, that's a funny thing. I was never, being an author wasn't actually a conscious option of mine, because I have very pragmatic parents, and they didn't feel that that was something that to really focus on. It was more like, it's fine to keep it as a hobby, but to say as my, to actually call myself and focus on myself as an author wasn't really a thing growing up. I just knew I loved reading a lot. I loved writing a lot. So it was writing for my pleasure, writing as a hobby, writing to get rid of stress, to get rid of feelings or whatever, or a story will pop into my head and it's like I have to get it out. But I was doing that all for myself. I never really thought about it. But then reading these books, and I kept thinking, you know, I can do this. I can do this. Let me try beyond the scope of just writing for myself. Let me expand and just give it a try. I mean, what was the worst that could happen? So I stepped out in faith and I decided, okay, all right, it's time. It's time to turn a new chapter, new page, do something different, and to not be self-conscious about opening up my thoughts and my writing to the world. So I was like,
wow.
Okay, I'm gonna do this. And I mean, there's still nervousness about it, because to expose, you know, your work to on a larger scale when you're not used to it, that's crazy. And I think that was the biggest thing, was overcoming my fear. But once that,
right.
You know, the other obstacles didn't even seem as much. You know, it's like,
right.
And it must have been meant to be, because the right people. You know, I came across the right people at the right time as I needed them. You know, it was like with the book cover, author Navi Robbins, he was, you know, it just so happens, met him on Facebook. We had a great rapport. You know, in fact, I met
a
lot of the professionals that I worked with.
Well, wait before you go into your phenomenal team, and you're right,
yeah.
That, you know, just that book cover just really draws you in. It's just amazing. So I just
and that wasn't even the original cover. That's funny. That was funny. That was not even the original cover. We had other covers. We was trying to evoke what feeling am I expecting the story to tell, and you know, we came up and it was like not quite right, and it was like starting to think, well, maybe this is as right as it's going to get. And then next thing you know, boom, and as soon as I saw it, there was no hesitation or no, it was like perfect, this is exactly the story that I want to tell. Just by looking at the cover, you already have a pretty good idea of the content.
Well, you know what? My sentiments exactly. Congratulations, because the one thing as a publisher for me, the one thing about a book is that cover has to grab me, and that cover grabs you. Okay, and when the cover grabs you, there better be, if that cover doesn't grab you, the title better grab you. But it better grab you, because there is nothing else that is going to say, pick me up, open me, thumb through me, you know, pick me up, turn me over, thumb through me from the back to the front like we do. And then
especially since I'm not a known author. Yeah. Yeah, especially since I'm not a known writer. So that was a great intro for me. The cover is a great intro for the book. So, you know, sometimes when you know it's right, you know, and it's somehow when I saw that cover, I knew it was right. And everything started to come together in time. So, you know, that's great that I found him and that we were able to come together and come up with that concept.
Well, there is a beautiful display of what is to be met within the pages. So when the book cover, as beautiful as it conveys, you know, itself, it's what's inside that it's representing. And so I feel like this is just beautiful all around. Congratulations to you. Now I want to ask you. Absolutely. Now I want to ask you some more questions. I've got a few here, and we're going to talk about your journey. You touched on that within the family dynamics there, because my next question was going to be, are there any other writers in your family? Now you touched on writing wasn't, you know, looked upon as something beyond a hobby.
Indulge.
Yeah, and I just wanted to expound about that because in growing up, especially in the Black community of which I am from, I'm going to speak for myself, there may be a lot of books around. We may be exposed to literature. We're encouraged to do well in school. We are you know, commanded to be able to speak proper English, you know, phrasing and, you know, the language, and to really be able to extrapolate what we're taught in school and to matriculate that landscape all by ingesting other people's words, other people's books. We're never shown that this is who we can be. And even now, in today's climate, more Black books are being banned than, or more stories that convey who we are or what our experience has been is banned and silenced often than not. So, of course, we're not going to perceive, you know, well, let me get my book out here. You know, it's like, okay, this is a whole different ball game, right? And so just to take that first step as you've done, and, you know, we want to say congratulations again because you're the first in your family to be an author.
Yes.
Ooh.
Yes, absolutely.
Break that ice, okay? Somebody's got to do it.
Yeah, the first, hopefully not the last then.
That's right.
Hopefully not the last. That would be great.
Mm. Well, you opened the door, and so congratulations. It is forever minted in time, and Beauty's Ashes is definitely a winner for you and your legacy to follow. Now, are you self-published, and are you represented by a literary agent? Anyone you want to shout out?
Oh, no, I'm self-published at this time. I wanted the autonomy to, I mean, it was first going through different agencies getting offers, but it's just that once again, is that when it's not quite right, it's not quite it, and you don't feel in your heart that is the right way to go, then, you know, it seems like it just suddenly seemed after going back and forth and actually having a conversation with you that totally, like, you know, made it all click. And it's like, this is exactly the route that I need to take at this time. The next book, who knows? You know, what route that's going to be. But I knew that the time was right and that self-publishing would be just the vehicle that I needed to do. So to, you know, to just maintain the book the way that I want it to be, and the changes and everything would be under my control. It's a labor of love, and I didn't want it to be changed too much. I didn't want the cover altered, and plus I had already put so much into it as I was going along before I had made the decision to self-publish. I had already, started on the cover. I had already started on the editing. And then I realized too that I pretty much did everything that a publisher would have done for me. For the manuscript, I had already started down that track with getting the manuscript publisher worthy. So I decided, okay. And plus meeting a lot of indie authors, wonderful indie authors on social media also pushed me into making that decision.
Awesome.
And I think all, and it worked out pretty well. It worked out very, very well. It's like I said, it was meant to be. Everything was just clicking into place left and right. And when that happens, you just know, you're meant to go forward.
Amen. Amen. Well, I hope that our listeners who are deciding to take the steps that you have taken but have not made that leap will hear these words and be encouraged, because it definitely takes what you are telling us. Give us a brief description about your book. Give us the title and a brief description.
The title of my book is Beauty's Ashes. And it is about a young woman. It's a love story about two people that meet when they're young before, and circumstances pull them apart. And the main character, Caitlin, goes away. She's a naturally sweet, naive woman. And she got into a very predatory relationship, a very abusive boyfriend, and circumstances, life in general, put its imprint on her. So it changed her as a person. Then she found herself having to go back home to help her mother out to sell her house. And plus, it turns out that her boyfriend, she heard that he was coming out of jail. So now would be the best time to leave. And that's when she comes back and she encounters her first love, the one that she left behind because it couldn't work out. And now it seems like all the circumstances that kept them apart didn't exist anymore on the surface.
Ooh.
However, like I said, life puts its imprint on you. So she had all that baggage that she didn't quite heal from and move forward from that she's not talking about. And unknowns to her, he's got a whole set of baggage that he's not healed from and he's not talking about. So it's like if they're speaking a foreign language, they just know they have the desire to be together like they couldn't be before. But then circumstances, because, life happens while you're making plans. Circumstances happen that her next-door neighbor happens to be in an abusive relationship that's starting to escalate and fall into her front yard. So it's sort of like that
whole
thing that when you don't...
Let me stop you right there, because you know what? The cliffhanger... Y'all better go get this book. Look on author Dion Roth on Facebook, because listen to what you just described. Now, if that's not how life somehow sometimes happens, and what I really appreciate is what you said when you said that the circumstances then were no longer present now. And it's nothing like something in life. This is where we talk about art mirroring life, because in Beauty's Ashes by Dion Roth, when you describe two people that love each other, that separate, don't make it, have roadblocks and circumstances and just never found their way to each other, life has a way of circling back around. And here in Beauty's Ashes for Caitlin and Justin, is it?
Yes, yes.
All right, now see, I've been reading a little bit. And they circled back around and found each other. And just like life would mirror art and art would mirror life, now the circumstances are no longer there, but they're both still dealing with it. We don't get rid of our baggage and our pain and our hurt and our experiences. We bring them to an every encounter. And that means that we have to make a decision to release that which has been bogging us down and holding us back and withholding love from us. And the only way that we are going to get to that point is when we stop letting these things withhold love from us. So I just really appreciate your description, and I want to leave them right there on that cliffhanger with lady next door spilling into the yard that, you know, your grass, and you're trying to water your grass and get your lawn together, and here comes into the drama, okay? Beauty passes by Dion Ross, y'all.
Yes. And God has a way of making you deal with stuff one way or the other. That's
going
to circle back to other one way or the other. You're going to deal with it. You're going to deal with that stuff.
See, with Art Mirroring Life and your book, Beauty's Ashes, you just so profoundly said God has a way, because whatever goes on in the dark is going to come to the light. Whatever you got going on inside you, it's going to bubble up to the top. You're going to bring it to a relationship if you don't deal with it in your own lonely time. Don't be lonely. That's the time to clean out all them cobwebs that somebody else has left behind and throw out the trash. Clean up your space and your spirit so that you can welcome love
when you do
encounter it. Come on now. Yes.
Yes.
Self-love.
Yes.
And
that's
healing.
That's it exactly.
Wow.
That's it exactly.
How do you come up with the ideas for your books? Because this just sounds intriguing.
Oh, I love, since I was a little kid, I loved listening to stories. Stories about everything, you know, people. I felt like everybody had a story, and sometimes, you know,
they do.
People felt like, they do. They think that other people don't want to hear it, or it's not flashy. But there's something. There's a jewel, a diamond, a pearl in everybody, in every small story. There's a lesson. There's a something in every story. So I used to love to hear people, you know, and people used to come up to me, and for some reason we'd get in a conversation and they'd have a story about something. So you'd be surprised, especially taking public transportation in New York City. You would come across people on the bus stop, and for some reason, you know, maybe they take your spirit, or they know that you want to listen or you want to hear, and they'll just spin a story to you. It could be 5 minutes long, or the bus late, maybe it's 20 minutes long, or whatever. So, you know, I got a lot of ideas from just listening to people talk, family members talk, and reading books, you know. And it's like, you know, well, what if? And that was the big thing in my mind. Well, what if? You know, what if they did, you know, they didn't break up? Or what if they broke up and got back together? You know, and it's like rearranging it in my head, you know. You know, people that don't seem like they have a happy ending, give them a happy ending. Why not? You know, why not? Who's to say they can't have one? So that's where it started. So I was doing that for my own fun, just, you know, writing stories down. There's a story in my head, and I want to get it out. You know, there's an emotion I'm feeling in my heart. I want to get it out, you know, or just sometimes just having just to have, you know, fun with it, because that I love writing. I love it. So it's like it was a pleasure to me even as a kid. And even if what I wrote afterwards, I say, oh, that was crappy or that was great or whatever, it was the pleasure of going through it and seeing life through other people's eyes in other lives, and like peeking into other people's windows. It's really exciting. So, you know, people ask me about writing.
Wow.
I'm like, you don't understand how exciting it is. It's like, you know, you're stepping in worlds,
You know, you walk in and,
yes.
you know, in worlds and you're building nations. You're doing building relationships. You're doing everything. You could do everything with a pen. So I loved it. I was doing it as a hobby, and I said, it's time. I must love it this much for a reason. Let's see where I could take it.
You know, you have really touched on every expression that I would give to anyone when it comes to writing. First, let's go back to what you said about everyone has a story. If you go to my website, gumbofortheSoulInternational.com, I'm the publisher of Gumbo for the Soul Publications, and our motto is everyone has a story to tell.
Yeah.
Who will you trust to tell yours? So you hit the nail on the nose. Everyone has a story to tell. Now, I'm
yes.
from San Francisco, so I'm the polar opposite of New York, if you will. So if you look at the metropolitan cities and you talk about the subways, you can go to, just like you described in New York, you can just go stand anywhere in San Francisco and you will see so many stories. Everything, everyone has a story. As a publisher, as a radio show host, as the host of The Woman at the Well, if that don't tell you how deep I'll go with it, you know, I can see and I feel the empathy of another person's, you know, heart and spirit. So I can just see the pain in the faces or the happiness the you can see the hurriedness. You know, you can see life's toll on people. And like you said, the pen is so powerful. You can write another world with the pen. And that is why you know, that makes the pen so powerful. That is why they will silence an author or a journalist or a news program or a newspaper, because there is so much power in the pen. And I want to shout out to Kathy.
Power in words. Yeah, power in words.
Words are very
spoken,
powerful.
Yeah. Very powerful,
and
you know.
And I want to shout out Power of the Pen, Kathy Lewis Wright in New York. I want to tune your attention to our facebook.com/TribeFamilyChannel page, where you will see a event happening in New York, of which definitely anyone on the East Coast, I would invite your presence to attend, and that's going to be Power of the Pen. And Kathy Wright Lewis is the co-founder of Power of the Pen, and I'm going to be sharing on facebook.com/TribeFamilyChannel in this moment, so that you can connect with Kathy Wright Lewis, Power in the Pen. There's an author showcase and open mic, and I'm definitely encouraging Dionne Ross.
Yes.
Because she is in the vicinity, y'all. And it's happening on October the 8th. It is at the Prince Hall Temple, 70 Pennsylvania Avenue, Brooklyn, New York, 11207.
Absolutely.
11207. And so I'm going to share this. It's the Power in the Pen Writing Workshop annual fundraiser. And the beautiful thing about this celebration is that it has performers, music, delectable delicacies, and it's about, really, the dress code is semi-formal, and it's really about, it's an evening of eloquence and elegance, and it's about supporting the arts, again, if our words are silenced, we're not on the air, we're not publishing our books, we're not telling our truth. Someone else is telling it for us. And what did I say?
Oh,
I said everyone has a story to tell. Who will you trust to tell yours? And so Dionne Ross trusted herself to get her story out. You did your due diligence and your homework, and you found out that, hey, I mean, I can do this myself, y'all. I'm sorry, but I can do this myself. And so, you know, she reached out. She put together her team. She shouted out your book cover artists, and I've seen some amazing reviews about Beauty's Ashes. You have some amazing blurbs that came in from others in the literary world. And so congratulations to you on rave reviews and positive blurbs. So it's all good.
Oh,
but what are some of the challenges that you faced? Because it is hard. This is not an easy thing to do. So we want to know the different challenges so that, you know, we can hear about, well, how did you overcome those challenges and, you know, maybe help the next person?
Challenges that I faced. Well, you know, a big part of it overall, I think, was trust my judgment without second-guessing myself. It was like a balance of partially trusting my judgment and yet knowing when to defer to other people. That balance of knowing when, okay, I want this to be this way. However, being open to people that are seasoned in the industry and, you know, open to their advice to, okay, in this case, definitely there's a better way. So it was striking a balance, and to have that belief in myself that in some cases, yes, this is the way to go. But it's a scary thing to start something new. I mean, writing in itself isn't new to me. But writing on a scale that, on this scale, that's new to me.
Mm-hmm.
So it was like in entering this and then to do it as a self-publisher, it could be intimidating. It could be a little bit overwhelming. But so it was like one step at a time and building that confidence that, you know, yeah, I can do this. Yes, I can do this right. Yes, I could put out a quality that others would want to read. So I would say that maybe, so I don't know if that answers your question. Maybe it's the confidence,
absolutely,
the finding the balance, you know, and finding a good team. I ended up with a good team, but, you know, I started out working with other people and it didn't go so well. So, and then financing it also was, you know, that's a check, because you have to pay everybody separately. You have to do for yourself what a publisher would have been doing for you. So finding a way to do that and finding a team to help you with that, you know, that you could get the most bang for your buck, but then also, you know, get the quality that you're looking for. So I would say, and also I didn't really have anybody, I mean, people were, I think that a lot of people didn't think I could do it, because I'm involved in social media with a lot of writers there, and that's where I find most of my supporters. In everyday life, you know, I don't know any writers. I don't work with any writers. You know, I work in the legal field, and, you know, that's just pretty much black and white. So it was like, you know, I had to be my own best support. Yes, this is the right thing, especially when, you know, the sacrifices have to be made. And, you know, because sometimes you're doubting yourself, or, you know, you're having an issue financing, or you have to take from one to the other or something, you know, you have to be able to tell yourself, you know, yeah, you got this. This is, you know, this is what you're meant to do. This is the purpose. Even if nobody else tells you that. You have to push to be your own best cheerleader and push yourself. But, I mean, there were some days when, you know, things, you know, it happens, mishaps happen, you know, disappointments happen, and then you still have to push forward, push forward. And, you know, if you wait for somebody else to do that for you, you know, you might never accomplish what it is that you're meant to accomplish. So it was encouraging myself. And then I have to say, too, I have to say God definitely, it must have wanted me to put this book out for whatever reason. I'm hoping it's a book of healing to show people about healing and, you know, and the things that can happen to you and change you and how you can still, you know, heal and find love. And, you know, so I wanted it to be an inspirational book. And I guess he wanted me to put it out because, like I said, if things fell into place, the right people popped up when I needed them to pop up. The resources popped up when I needed it to pop up. It's not that I knew it was going to happen. It was just keep going forward, you know, putting one foot in front of the other and just having faith that it would happen. And I have to say from the beginning to this day that I'm actually releasing it, that's the way it happened. You know, and it was like all sorts of other stuff I was going through when I was writing this book that made me have to stop. But then afterwards to go through it and then to turn around and pick the pen back up and keep continuing on through the journey was a challenge. But I did it. So I guess that's what makes me even more. I love this book. Like, I couldn't say, I mean,
you're
supposed to love
your
work. You're supposed to love your work. But it was like knowing the challenges and, you know, and then the times that I felt like giving up because it's like, oh, you know. But then something would happen. And it was like, okay, this book was meant to be written. And if I didn't, and then it would sit on my heart if I didn't write it, if I didn't put it out. It was already starting to come into fruition. It was already, you know, like the birth was already starting and everything. I was already,
You're preaching.
I was feeling that. I already felt that love for it. I already had that love for it. So I
was
like, I'm going to have to put it out. Yeah, labor of love. They definitely say that, you know. They're, you're doing it, you know, the reason you're writing is like because of the love of it. That's the big reward. That's the big payoff at the end, is the love of bringing something into fruition, a literary creation into the world that wasn't there before. And it's going to be there after you're gone. You know, that's just amazing. I'm getting the payoff right now.
Wow.
The feeling alone, you know, it's just like exhilarating. That to know
wow.
It's done. It's the work is complete. It's fantastic.
Wow. Congratulations. Your baby is here. Beauty's Ashes by
Dionne
Ross, ladies and gentlemen. And the profound answer and response that you just gave right there. I mean, you hit the nail on the nose. And what I would like to add to that, let me add a little footnote for those of you who may be going through some challenges. Life is going to show up. I don't care if you're writing a book, buying a house, planning a wedding, having a baby, changing jobs, running track, doing the marathon, traveling on vacation. I don't care what you are doing, life is going to show up. So if you have a book in you, just like you heard Dionne talk about these challenges and changes and what have you, well, let me let you know. Press through anyway, so that you can get to the point of exhilaration, just like Dionne expressed here on A Book Is Born live on Tribe Family Channel, hosted by yours truly, Beverly Black. And I would like to add to that, I was homeless when I dropped my last book. Homeless. Home, H-O-M-E, less, L-E-S-S. I'm not playing with y'all. Y'all better keep going anyway. And that was book number 6. Okay, life is going to show up, but guess what? You're going to show up too. okay? And you're going to bring, life will demand your greatest strength, okay? Because it's down inside of you, just like the books, just like the gifts, just like the works. And what I really love about your story, Dion, is that you always wrote as a child. You use writing for healing for yourself. See, this is part of living life. When you get it out, when you journal, when you allow those words to flow, when you give yourself permission to feel what you are feeling, that's what writing can do for you. That's why it can be a healing force in your life. And so we're going to take a quick commercial break. We only have about 15 minutes left of this show. If you have any questions you want to ask our phenomenal guests, just go ahead and push 1 on your touchpad, and I will see your hand up. You can call 563-999-3731 if you're listening online at blogtalkradio.com/gumbo for the soul. And we will be right back after this commercial break.
You know the name.
You saw their story on Unsung.
You remember the hits.
Ladies and gentlemen, put your hands together for the legendary Shy Life featuring Marshall Thompson.
For over 50 years, the legendary Shy Lights have performed all over the world to standing room only crowds.
And now here's a brand new book
from the only original remaining member of this fabulous group.
The book is entitled Last Man Standing by Marshall Thompson, which chronicles the group's rise to fame with 2 number one hits and dozens of Billboard top 10 hits.
The Shy Lights were forced to be reckoned with. Last Man Standing is the story of a personal side of a man who sang about love, romance, and dreams. It will have you laughing out loud one moment and tearing at your heartstrings the very next. Last Man Standing by the legendary Marshall Thompson. Available at Barnes & Noble, Amazon, and eBooks.
Ladies and gentlemen, you're back live on Tribe Family Channel, and I want to bring to your attention that Marshall Thompson, the last man standing of the Shy Lights, will be opening up at the Rio in Las Vegas, starting his residency on October 16th. We hope to see you there in the Duomo Room, D-U-O-M-O, Duomo Room, inside the Rio Hotel and Casino. Marshall Thompson of the Shy Lights is my business partner. We have a radio show called Soul School Music, and our book, Soul School Music with Marshall Thompson, will be dropping Christmas Day. We will have our book cover reveal on Thanksgiving Day, but you can visit facebook.com/tribefamilychannel to reserve your copy. Soul School Music with Marshall Thompson by Gumbo for the Soul Publications, forward by Dr. Otis Williams of The Temptations. And now back to A Book Is Born with our guest and the author of Beauty's Ashes, Dion Ross. Congratulations again, Dion. We have a couple of questions we want to ask you. Yes, we just have a couple of more questions we want to ask you before we close out this hour. And I want to ask you, what one piece of advice would you give an aspiring or first-time writer?
I would say just keep writing. Even if what you think that what you're writing might not be up to snuff, or you think no one will want to read it, or even if it's rejected or anything, just keep going. Keep writing. You're writing for the love of it. I think if you focus on that, then the rest would come afterwards. The people that you need, the resources that you need, the avenue you should take, to just keep going, to keep writing no matter what. And that way I don't think that, you know, anything is a loss.
Just keep going. Don't stop.
Keep going. Keep writing.
Keep writing. I mean, this stuff I wrote,
and, you know, doubted afterwards. It's like, keep writing. Just keep writing.
Keep getting it out as best you can. Because you did mention that you had stopped at one time and picked it back up. And I think we all do that. We'll stop it where necessary. Life shows up. You know, when I was going through the vicissitudes of life, trying to put out my sixth book, you know, going through homelessness. In fact, my first book, I had was going through a divorce. So at that particular time, still struggling, I was taking my children and my calls for submissions to the library. Everyone had their work. I was going through the submissions for the anthology, The Recipe for Literacy in the Black Community, under the Gumbo for the Soul Publications brand. My children were doing their homework. So we all were playing our role, even during the vicissitudes of going through a divorce, breaking up, regrouping, going back to work, just everything. Everything that you can imagine in life showing up, it will show up. And so I appreciate that you said to just keep writing. When you have to stop and deal with life in the back of your mind, you know, chronicle things that you want to bring out and to the forefront, because you're not going to always be down. Some of our best writing is done in our down season. And so
these are lessons
and experiences that we are going to draw back on, because you're going to overcome that period. Remember, I said I was homeless. Do you think I'm still here homeless? No. But was I homeless then? Yes. Was I still doing the radio show? Yes. I was logging in from the hotel on the laptop with my telephone. I'm not playing when I tell you to keep pressing and keep going, keep pressing and keep going. And so I appreciate you sharing your challenges, sharing your, you know, aspirations and encouragement. And the final question I want to ask you before we conclude the show and the book drop party for Beauty's Ashes, excuse me, is where do you see yourself as a writer in the next year or two?
Well, I'm hoping that this book would open up collaborations, perhaps. I'm open to that, or opportunities to work with others. And also, I had already started writing another manuscript. So I'm just open to see what opportunities come, and to just keep pressing forward, to concentrate on it more, because to me, writing has been a gift. Not even to say a gift I have, a gift I was given. Because that the last challenge, what I meant when I said I stopped writing, I was taking care of my dad, and he was very sick. He was dying, and to be there with him all day, because I was his primary caretaker. That took a lot of toll. That took a huge toll on me, and it nearly crushed my spirit. And being able to get some of that writing, get some of that emotion out in writing was very healing for me. I think if I didn't have that to get lost in, especially after he passed, I don't think that, you know, I think it would have been, you know, the outcome with me. Healing would have been totally different. I don't think I would have healed as well if I didn't have writing to get involved in. So it's hugely important to me. So in one capacity or another, I'm going to move forward with it, whatever way that might be. Just the same way God put the people and the resources, I'm sure he's going to put the opportunities there as well.
Amen, amen, amen. Well, again, I want to say congratulations to you, and congratulations to the
first, and I'm sure of many to come, Beauty's Ashes by Dionne Ross. So be blessed, Queen. Thank you again for having us and allowing us to celebrate you on A Book Is Born live on Tribe Family Channel. Let our listeners know where they can find you or email you or however they need to reach you so that they can get a copy of this beautiful page turner.
Well, they can reach me through my Facebook author page, Author Dionne Ross, on Facebook. They could purchase the book for me directly at this time. It'll be available on Amazon midweek, and the ebook is forthcoming, but you can receive it at this time by via my PayPal link, www.paypal.com/paypalme/DionneT Ross, and just email me at dionne.ross@ymail.com with your confirmation information. But everything else that they really need, all the details about the book, excerpts, everything is on my author's page on Facebook.
Awesome. Congratulations. Congratulations once again to this phenomenal, phenomenal birthing of Beauty's Ashes. And congratulations to you, Dionne Ross, on the first of, I'm sure, what is going to be many. And happy birthday once again to your daughter. And happy birthday.
Yes.
Again, to Beauty's Ashes, live on Tribe Family Channel, A Book Is Born. Thank you. God bless you and continued success. Good night, all.
Good night.